What's up? It's your guy Taz the Angel, and we are here with another episode of Taz Be Thinking. Sometimes I might call them drive-bys. I like both of the names, so you know they're interchangeable. But Taz Be Thinking, and this is something that I wanted to direct towards our healthy relationships. I think it's important for us to ask, not even just think about, but also ask people that we love and that we want in our lives, you know, for a lifetime, what they think about us. How do they feel about us? How do they receive us? In honesty, because if we aren't aware of how those people think of us, or at least if we don't at least try to think in our minds, how do they feel when I do this? How do they feel when I say this? What is their reception of me? If we don't, you know, factor that in, then we can venture into becoming self-centered, right? Because to be self-centered literally means to center everything around self, or to disregard other people's feelings, right? Because when you're centering everything around yourself, you're looking at how does it best benefit you and only you, even to others' detriment, right? So if we truly love these people, you know, family, friends, significant others, if we truly love these people and we want them around, it's advantageous to everyone involved for us to, again, first start with thinking about how the things we do affect others, right? And then after thinking about it, if we don't have enough information to make adjustments or improvements, then we can ask the person or people involved again what they think about you and what are the things that you can improve on, different things like that. You know, there are questions that, you know, we can all ask to improve our relationships with each other. And hopefully when they see that you are making the attempts to be a better significant other, friend, son, sister, brother, daughter, mother, father, you know, you can ask your children if they're old enough to communicate with you, you know, do you think I love you? Do you believe, what do you think I think about you? How do you think I feel about you? You know, these are different questions. You know, I don't have a constructed list because I don't believe it's one universal sheet of questions that we can ask, because with each individual relationship, there's an individual dynamic, right? So once you think about the dynamic of your relationship, you will know much better than I can the questions you need to ask to improve the relationship that you have, or the relationships that you have, you know? So, because in our society, too often, we disregard the people we love and their feelings, and we overly prioritize the opinions of strangers, right? That's what cyberbullying is. Well, I'm not going to say that. Cyberbullying is people harassing other people over the internet. What I'll say is the reason why it has such a great effect on the people that it does affect is because they have overly valued the opinions of others, of people who don't love them, of people who possibly are even strangers, of people who they may never meet in their entire existence. You know, when we disproportionately weigh people's voices, then they can speak things that bring us down, right? But if their words are as light as a feather, as far as levels of importance, then we can instantly, you know, negate that and put it where it needs to be, which is flying in the wind, you know, because these people don't love you. They don't want the best for you. So if that's the case, then we can't allow them to dictate our lives and how we feel about ourselves, how we see ourselves, you know? So again, in this society, we have disproportionately valued the opinions of others, the opinions of strangers, the opinions of haters, the opinions of, you know, like, again, people who we'll probably never see or meet in our entire lives. The only time we'll ever be able to interact with them is if we log on and respond to their comments or DMs or whatever the case may be. So because of that, we need to shift the pendulum. I like to say pendulum, but then sometimes pendulum sounds more educated. Not gonna lie. So if we want to shift the pendulum, then we have to start consciously focusing on the importance of our family, the importance of our friends, and the relationship we have, or the relationships we have with all of them in totality and individually. And then we will be able to not only create new healthy relationships, but we could even heal those that have not been so healthy for a while. You know, we can help those recover. But it's a group effort, you know. And a lot of times when you decide to move in that manner, when you decide to make that change, the people who you do care about, the people who are around, who are reaping the benefits of those changes, they will notice them. It may not be instantly, you know, it may not even be in the first year of you doing it, but you're not doing it for the recognition. You're doing it because you want to be a better person. You want to be a better individual. You want to have a healthier relationship with everyone you have a relationship with. So it's okay that they may not acknowledge it instantly, because we shouldn't do it for the acknowledgement. We should only do it to become better individuals, you know? Because at the end of the day, we all have to leave this earth on our own and go to the next phase on our own, right? So, all in all, I just want to say, continue to want to improve, to nurture healthier relationships, to heal the toxic relationships worth healing. And again, just continue to be a better person, you know, continue to better be a better you. Challenge yourself to be better than you were yesterday and an hour ago. Challenge yourself to want to learn something new. Challenge yourself to want to give that information that you learned to someone. You know what I mean? Help them learn too. Because if they don't have to learn through the experiences that we did, if they can just gather the information, then man, their existence can be so much better, right? I mean, hey, that's why I'm here right now talking to you guys. I don't want you to have to learn from the experiences that I've existed through, that I've experienced. I want you to be able to hear the things that I say. And if those moments should arise, you have the tools to handle them much more smoothly than I did. You guys have a good one. I'll talk to y'all later. I appreciate y'all for listening to this episode of Taz Be Thinking. This is your guy, Taz the Angel. Have a good one.